You mentioned predictive markers. You know, are there predictive markers we can identify? And for that, we need to start obtaining tissue more regularly in trials in lung cancer patients to begin to correlate activity with something that can be measured in the tissue block.
Do you think we know what to look at this point?
We have some candidates that we can start to look at, and there's a lot we don't know, but we need to be ready with the tissue when new ideas emerge. I think certainly it stands to reason that phosphorylated receptor to either EGFR or VEGFR will be important. But again, many of these small molecules can have activity against receptors that we're not even looking for. While they've been characterized against a large number of the tyrosine kinase receptors, no one can check against the 500-600 receptors that possibly exist in the cell. So there can be off-site activities as well. I'm most interested right now in my practice and research studies in different combinations. Can we combine some of these agents, you know, to block 2, 3 or more receptors? And ultimately, we're going to have to do that based on tissue, based on prognosis. Something that we're doing at our program at MD Anderson, actually through Department of Defense research funding, is a program which we call BATTLE. And this is a study where we actually are treating patients in second-line lung cancer settings based on their tissue biopsy. Now, this is, of course, hard to do because you could say, well, you don't really understand how these agents work, so how can you decide what drug to give them? And that's probably true. But then again, if you don't start and generate some hypotheses and then try to test them, we won't be any better off a year or two from now. So what we're doing is we're taking 200 patients, and this will be a partnership between MD Anderson, Dana-Farber, with some help from Emory University. And we're basically going to take these patients, and they're going to come to us after they failed primary chemotherapy for lung cancer. Now, they're all going to need to have a new biopsy at MD Anderson, but hopefully we'll convince these patients, and certainly I would be convinced if I were looking at this trial, from what I know, that if we take a fresh biopsy and analyze it for 10 or 15 different tests, we can make a more educated determination as to what to give you for your therapy. So in real time, we're going to obtain this tissue, frozen, paraffin-embedded. We're going to look at it for a number of markers, and then we're going to what we call adaptively randomize them to one of four trials. So using some predetermined criteria that are going to be constantly adapted or modified as the trial enrolls and gains new information, meaning if we see someone doing very well, we'll say, what is it about their tissue? And that might skew the next determination in favor of one of the other arms. We're going to be using four different drugs or combinations. One arm is Tarceva. One trial is going to be with this drug, Zactima, ZD6474. One arm is going to be with this Bayer drug, BAY439006. And the fourth is a very interesting combination that was actually piloted by Dr. Dimitrovsky's group at Dartmouth, and that's using Targretin, the RXR rexinoid, in combination with Tarceva. So four different trials for which patients are allocated based on their pre-trial tissue diagnosis.
What specific things are you going to be looking at that will trigger you to go into each one of these four pathways?
There are a number, but just the highlights would be we're going to be looking at the EGFR mutation. We're going to be looking at EGFR expression, vascular endothelial growth factor expression. We're going to be looking at RAS mutation. We're going to be looking at RXR receptor levels. So the usual suspects, and then a series of other tests as well.
You were talking before about this agent, Zactima. What kind of profile would you think you'd want to see for a patient to receive that drug?
There are enough data right now that if patients have a RAS mutation, their chance of responding to an EGFR inhibitor alone is low. But if you think about it, that might be the perfect patient for which you might want to give an inhibitor of VEGF, because it's been known for a long time. I think Bob Kerbel's group was one of the first to show that when you have mutant RAS, you actually upregulate vascular endothelial growth factor levels in tumor cells. So that might be a patient where you'd want to use VEGF inhibitor. So there, ZD6474 might be useful, or the Bayer drugs. That group of patients, for example, might get randomized to that duo of trials. Another example, let's say someone has a RAF mutation, very rare in lung cancer, but perhaps on the order of 1%. That might be someone who should get the Bayer drug.